31 polling stations across Australia have picked the winner of the last 9 consecutive federal elections on a 2-party preferred basis, covering the period between 1996 and 2019. Known as bellwether seats, the word refers to an historical practice of placing a bell around the neck of a castrated ram, a wether, leading a flock of sheep. The 31 current bellwether seats have been identified from an analysis of Australian Electoral Commission data conducted by SBS, which has located 11 such polling stations in Victoria, 9 in New South Wales, 6 in Queensland, 4 in South Australia, and 1 in the Northern Territory. 5 of those polling stations are located in the Victorian seat of Chisholm, in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, which is held by Liberal MP Gladys Liu on a margin of 0.5%. She gained the seat in 2019 following the retirement of Labor MP Anna Burke in 2016 after she held the seat for 18 years. Local councillor for the Greens Party in the area, Sri Lankan-born Angelie De Silva, says she had not known about the track record of the polling stations in the electorate.
It doesn't come as a huge shock to me. I think that reflects is that there is a diversity of voters represented here, and it's the kind of voter that hasn't necessarily made up their mind going into an election. You know, broadly speaking, it's a really good thing. It means that, or I would like to think at least, that it means that people are voting according to policy and the issues that are important to them at the time, rather than coming into any election with a preconceived outcome in mind.
The City of Monash Local Council area has a growing number of migrants from Asia, with 2016 census data showing 48.9% of residents were born overseas. That compares to 33.7% in Greater Melbourne. The data also shows 50.1% of residents in the local council area speak a language other than English at home. The most spoken languages, excluding English, are Mandarin, Greek, Cantonese, Sinhalese, Italian, and Hindi. Ms. De Silva says voters in her local community have expressed frustration over the ability of the major parties to talk about the issues and policies they're interested in.
I think there's deep frustration around how some of these issues are being spoken about and not being acted on. I think, there's real frustration as well that neither of the major parties currently is offering either leadership or strong opposition. And that frustration is very real, and a lot of people seem to me at least to be currently rethinking what their approach should be.
The electorate of Lindsay in Western Sydney covers most of the city of Penrith and has also been held by the government of the day in the past 9 elections in a row. The seat is held by Liberal MP Melissa McIntosh, who holds it on a margin of 5%. Based on the 2016 census, 21.3% of residents in Lindsay were born overseas. The most spoken languages other than English are Arabic, Tagalog, Punjabi, Hindi and Mandarin. Both Lindsay and Chisholm have been the subject of election tactics involving the dissemination of pamphlets and materials that were aiming to win over voters. 5 men were charged over fake pamphlets from a fictitious Islamic organisation, urging constituents to vote for Labor, that were distributed in Lindsay in the days before the 2007 election. At the 2019 election, Chinese language signs, which resembled the purple and white official signs from the Australian Electoral Commission, were posted at Melbourne polling booths in the seats of Chisholm and Kooyong. They became the subject of a case in the federal court that threatened to overturn the ballot results. Election analyst Dr. Kevin Bonham has been studying Australia's federal elections, state elections and Tasmanian local elections for more than 3 decades. He says there are features that are distinctive about so-called bellwether seats, which are the electorates that select a party that matches the result of the federal election.
Sometimes they are seats that are finely balanced in terms of having some areas that are strongly pro-Labor and some areas that are strongly pro-coalition. So you often get this you get a lot of regional seats that are bellwether seats in the sense that they have that sort of urban and rural mix that makes it hard for one side to dominate the other. And you would get some suburban seats that are in similar categories. They have the right mix of incomes or employment profiles or ethnicities or whatever that make it hard for one side to gain a distinct advantage.
He says the volatility among different voting groups mean the seats can also lose the status of being a bellwether, particularly when the electorate's boundaries are redistributed.
I personally regard the history as more of a curiosity. It's not a very reliably predictive thing. Sometimes a seat getting a long run of results the same way as who forms government can be coincidence rather than for any underlying reason. There's always the possibility that these patterns will change. We saw this with Eda Monaro, that was sort of Australia's most famous bellwether for a long time, and now no longer is. It's been it's streak ended and it's been usurped by Robertson.
Sociology professor Andrew Jakubowicz at the University of Technology, Sydney, says bellwether seats are interesting to analyse after election night and over time, but they're less useful for predicting outcomes.
If you wanted to be a soothsayer, you could look at the entrails of Lindsay and pull it apart in detail and try and work out exactly booth by booth, tied to the census, exactly what sorts of people are likely to vote which sorts of ways. It may be that in some sense it reflects a broader thing, but because the Australian electoral system is quite complex and because there are preferences and, you know, some of the seats are massively tilted one way and others massively tilted the other, you know, I wouldn't sort of magically say, you know, at the moment we get an answer in Lindsay, we'll know exactly what happens to the election. It'll go down to the wire far more, and it may be this time round that Lindsay, you know, is the indicator, or it may be that it isn't.
He says the forecasting value of bellwether seats depends on voter engagement. Even though voting is compulsory in Australia, informal voting can skew results.
I think part of the problem at the moment is that there's in a lot of seats with high multicultural populations, there's a resentment of what's happened over the last few years with the way in which the management of the pandemic has badly affected multicultural communities. And they don't necessarily want to support anybody. So we may in fact be seeing something like a fairly high rate of informal voting rather than people actually making a choice. So we'll see.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.